18 by a man named Pilate. If you'll stand with me, we'll read about that question. Starts in verse 37. The Bible says, Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Then the question comes. Pilate saith unto him, What is truth? Not what is the truth. What about that truth? He said, What is truth? Let's pray tonight. Dear Lord, I thank you again for the opportunity to preach your word. Lord, one thing that we seek after, each one of us, I believe this with all my heart, each one of us really seeks after this. So many of us are so willing to give this thing away so quickly once we have it. And Lord, I would pray that we would do as your Bible says. We would take this thing, we would buy it, and we would never sell it. Lord, please help us tonight. Help us tonight just to use a little common sense. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Mark Twain said, If you speak truth, you won't have to remember anything. Think about that for a minute. If you speak truth, you won't have to remember anything. Pilate, standing before the Savior of all men, getting ready to ask the crowd of Jews that were there, which one would you rather have? Would you rather have Barabbas or would you rather have Jesus? And they said, resoundingly and without hesitation, crucify Jesus. But he didn't ask, what is the truth here? He just wants to know, what is truth? That truth, the very thing the Bible says in Proverbs 23:23, buy the truth and sell it not. Buy the truth and sell it not. The truth costs you something. The truth has a price to it. The truth has a tag on it that says, if you're going to have this thing, you're going to have to buy it. You're going to have to sacrifice something to get it. By the way, that's not just truth from Scripture, my friends. That's truth in every part of your life. No matter what part of your life you are in, understand this. Truth is hard to come by today. I submit to you that 98% of what you see on your televisions today is not true. I submit to you that 98% of the conversations that humans have among themselves today are not true. I submit to you that close to that, the conversations that Christians have among themselves today are not true. But what happens is this. The reason that we don't have true ones, the reason that we don't hold on to truth anymore, Brother Josh, is because we don't want to pay the price to get it. Truth might be something that you're going to have to sacrifice of yourself. Truth may be that one thing that you can't tolerate to have because you don't want to hear the truth. But understand this. The very thing that I'm speaking of, the very thing that is so difficult to get, and even when we do get it, we want to give it away so freely and so quickly. That is the one thing that can provide us with freedom. The truth will make you free, and I'm not just speaking of the truth that the Scripture gives us, although, yes, that truth that the Scripture gives you will make you free. That truth makes you, takes you from bondage, preacher. It takes you from bondage that you were in at one time. It does not set you free. Because set you free lets you remember the bondage. It makes you free, so there is no bondage in your past. The bondage that we get made free from with Christ as our Savior, that bondage is never something that never existed for you. Because He, the sins and iniquities that He once had, He will remember them no more. As far as the east is from the west, that's how far your sins are from His remembrance. Understand this. We have something that's great freedom in truth. My wife and I were talking. We were coming back from New Testament Baptist Northfield. What's hilarious is, everybody does this, but it didn't cross our minds. It hit us at the same time. We were driving down the expressway, and in the median was a police officer. Obviously, he's radaring or something. At least he's got our attention, amen? Just like he'd have your attention, or at least most of you. It's amazing. The people 6-8 cars ahead of us, as soon as they see the police officer, what do they all do? Man, they hit the brakes, so if the speed limit's 65, they're going 50. And they're going by the police officer like this as they drive. They're lying to the police officer and to themselves as they're trying desperately to hold their seatbelt in place. And you're laughing because you do it. I always wear my seatbelt. I never wear my seatbelt, okay? I'm a scrambler. I'll be the first one to admit. The greatest one is Sean Browning. Sean Browning leaves his seatbelt clipped and sets on it because he can't stand the dinger in his truck. And we always laugh. What's going to happen when he gets pulled over and he tries to scramble to get that seatbelt on? But the Bible talks about if we live in truth or do our best to live in truth, we won't have to fear. Amen. There's three things that I want to point out tonight that we are free from if we live in truth. Do our best. I mean, it's hard to live in truth completely. Your wife comes up to you and asks you how the dress looks. Sometimes it's hard to live directly in truth, amen? Unless you want to sleep on the couch that night. But if you live in truth, you're free from the bondage of lies. As I said, Mark Twain, I think, held it pretty well. If you speak truth, you won't have to remember anything. John 8:44, if you'll turn over just a couple of pages. In John 8:44, lies come from a very specific place. John 8:44, the Bible says, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." And you can try to sugarcoat it and panty waste around with it all you want to, but it's amazing how bad a lie can become in somebody's life. I'm not speaking to you as a person that lives in the truth 100% of the time. I'm speaking to you as a person that's lived in lies several times in his life. And I will tell you this, when you live in lies, you are in bondage to them. You live yourself in a lie, you are in bondage to the lie that you've made. Whether it be about you or whether it be about anything that you're doing, I promise you this, that if you live in that lie, you'll find yourself in bondage. The question is, are you willing to seek the truth? That's good preaching. Are you willing to seek out what the truth could be? Because I'm going to be honest with you, the vast majority of Christians in this room, if you continue to seek the truth about them, you'd be disappointed. I know if you search through my life and search through my past to find out the truth about David Ballard, you'd be disappointed. But can I help you? We'd be disappointed in everybody. Because everybody in this room has things that we would love to have back. See, the Bible says, buy the truth and sell it not. It's amazing how quickly we pay to get the truth and how soon we sell it. How soon we barter it for something else. How soon we exchange it for something that's not truth. Why do we do that to ourselves? Why do we do that to others when we cannot wait to say, I'm going to take this truth and I'm going to sell it for a lie, because to have the ability to buy the lie is so much better than to hold the truth. Why do we do that to ourselves and to others? Because there's one thing that's for certain. Truth, in all honesty, never truly hurts. We all say that the truth hurts. But truth really never, never really hurts. Because I'm going to be honest with you, if I have a friend of mine that is doing something wrong and I wanted them to help them to do right, would it really hurt if I told them what they were doing wrong? I want you to think, come on now, use your common sense. Don't turn me off here. I love Bobby with all my heart. I have been with him for a lot of years and he hasn't done anything wrong yet. So it really works out. Don't answer, Jamie. That I didn't know you before he said I do to you. So, but anyways, give me five. Okay. But if I if I saw something in Bobby's life or Bobby saw something in my life, if I told him truth or if he told me truth, would we truly be hurting each other? Truly. For a moment, it may hurt. For a moment, it may hurt, but it doesn't hurt because he told you. It hurts because you knew you were doing it. It doesn't hurt because he expressed to you that you were doing something that was wrong. Because he told you the truth helped to make me free. Because if you lie to me and you don't tell me the truth and you don't tell me those things and you don't tell me what I need to hear and you don't tell me or I don't tell him what he needs to hear, he continues to stay in bondage to the lies that are being told to him. And what's funny is most people love to be in bondage. Did you ever notice that, preacher, how most people are willing to stay in bondage to lies? They're willing to stay in bondage to the one thing that they want to do so much, and that's shake the shackles of lies. But they cannot wait to stay in them. I love how quiet it is in here tonight. Because this crossed my mind that there's a great freedom in truth. There's a great freedom in truth. And I'm not speaking of just specifically the being saved kind of freedom. Although I'm so thankful for the freedom that only Christ can give. But there's not just freedom there. I love to watch Brother Mike give a testimony. Amen. A short testimony for Brother Mike is a speech for most. But did you ever think about this, brother? Did you ever imagine yourself here? Did you ever imagine yourself here? Did you ever imagine that there's going to be a day that you'd be perusing the scriptures to read to people about your very own life? Yeah. Because for years and years and years, brother, you lived in lies. Right. Telling yourself you didn't need God. Telling yourself you didn't need this life when in fact this life is exactly what you needed. Amen. And we do this to ourselves over and over and over again. I don't need God. We tell ourselves over and over again, lying to ourselves, saying, I don't need anybody. I can get this done myself. I can move another step without good friends. I can move another step without the scriptures. I can do it. You're lying to yourself. You need Christ today. You need to make a difference in your life. And I'm telling you, the only way that you can go into freedom is to shake the shackles of lies. And to be able to do that, you've got to live in truth. And it may sound easier when somebody says it, but it's very difficult to do. To admit that you need somebody. To admit that you need somebody is very difficult to do. To stand up here as Brother Mike did and admit to you that he didn't lead a life that was so great, that makes him free. To be able to admit that you actually do need friends that love you and care about you. Buy that truth. Buy that truth and sell it not. Amen. It frees you from the bondage of lies. It frees us to live in confidence that we have done right. Do you walk daily realizing that you have done right? Do you walk daily thinking that, you know what, I could have done wrong there. I could have said something that was a lie. I could have taken the wrong step there, but I didn't. It didn't feel so good at the time, but bless God, it feels so good now. Because telling the truth sometimes is not easy. Sometimes it's a very difficult thing to accomplish. But the Bible says to buy that hard thing. Buy it and sell it not. It gives us a confidence to realize that we have done right. But you also must take care, especially when you become a liar, and I've met many of these, that the lies that you tell yourself over and over again don't become truth in your own heart. Because sometimes if you tell enough lies, eventually they become truth to you. If you look in Romans chapter 1, the Bible says in verse 17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth where? In unrighteousness. You cannot hold your truth there. You cannot hold the truth. I love it. Sometimes people say, well, bless God, the truth may hurt them, but I'm going to say everything that's the truth to them. Let me help you. This is not one of those anecdotes that my parents let me grow up with, although many of you have had those parents that taught you nuggets. But understand this. It's better to say nothing than sometimes to hurt somebody. It's better to say nothing. Because to be real honest with you, in this day and age, Brother Mark, we need people that we can trust and we can love. Everybody would, if anybody in here is against that, I'd be very surprised. But we live in a day and age where it's so hard to find people that care, so hard to find people that will be willing to tell truth, so hard to be willing to have people that will stand up and fight for somebody. It is. It's hard to find that today. But do you know there's a wonderful freedom in that? There's a wonderful freedom in telling the truth about somebody without them being there. Listen to that. There's a wonderful freedom. What I've said this, and I'm going to use Brother Mark as an example. We were sitting at the dinner table today, and I said, Brother Mark has done more with the choir since he's been here than I was able to do in 10 years. It's just the bottom line. I wasn't that good. I was a stopgap. He comes in here, and the choir, hey, the choir sounds great, amen? Amen. There is freedom. There's freedom that a certain heart feels when you're willing to tell the truth. There's a freedom that your heart will feel when you're ready to come clean. There's a freedom that your heart will feel when truth comes through and not you come through. There's a freedom that you can feel that you can walk and know that you did the right thing. Please understand this. It's difficult to walk that truth. It's difficult to walk that path. And I'm going to be honest with you, I've been guilty more than once of not walking that path. And I would just about bet that you have too. There's freedom, number two, from the humility of future confession. There's freedom from the humility of future confession. You ever been caught? Listen, everybody's going over there and saying, did I get caught? Is there a list on his paper or something that I don't know about? Did you ever get caught? If you want to be put in bondage, get caught lying about somebody. Remember when Mr. Twain said, if you speak truth, you won't have to remember anything? Did you ever try to remember the story that you told about somebody while somebody else was asking you about that something? What did I say? Did I remember that? What did I say? There's great freedom from future confessions, if you speak truth. And sometimes what has to happen is this. It might come to the point where there's somebody that you don't like so much that you have to admit and you have to tell truth about if you want to live in this freedom. If you want to live in this freedom where very few people live, if you want to live in this place that God has set aside for his people to love him, because the Bible says they that they hear this truth, they are mine. They know the truth. You know that truth in your heart. You know it. But it's a very difficult thing to get. And that's why the Bible says to buy the truth and sell it not. Because not very many people are carrying it anymore. Take care that you have a freedom from the humility of future confession. Number three, you'll have the freedom to have rejoicing in your charity. Look at 1 Corinthians 13:6. 1 Corinthians 13:6. We're going to start in verse 4. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Speaketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in what? Your charity can have freedom to rejoice in that very thing that you're supposed to buy and not sell. Your charity can rejoice in the truth. It is so great to be able to rejoice in the fact that you love somebody and you love them truthfully. It is so wonderful to be able to rejoice in the fact that charity not only suffereth long, but it has rejoicing in when the truth comes out. so wonderful to know that the Lord has given us an ability to rejoice in the very thing that sometimes we're very afraid of. And that's the truth. Not only do you have freedom to rejoice in your charity, you also have freedom to have the Word of God show us how to be made free. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2. We're going to start in verse 3. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. And turn over to John 8, 32. And that truth that we just read about, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now listen, and I'm all done. I know this is not popular. This isn't one that you're going to put in the sermon archives. This isn't one that you're going to talk about for days and days and days. But can you at least think to yourself just for a moment, how important, how truly important the truth really is? Can you think in your own mind as you go throughout some of your life? Because I did this as I was preparing the message. I went through some of my life. And I thought to myself, man, if I could have that day back. Man, if I could have that moment back where I said that thing or did that thing that was untrue. Or if I could have that one moment back in time where somebody did something or said something about that person and I didn't stand up at that time. If I could have that one moment back where I could fix a relationship or fix a moment that would help somebody else to see truth. If I could have that time back, glory to God, I wonder if it would be wise for us to start seeking out times that we wouldn't have to regret in our lives. I wonder if it would be wise for us to look ahead at what might be coming and start making an earnest thought in our hearts to change and say, you know what, I'm going to seek truth. And until I find truth, I will not be satisfied. Because I'm going to be honest with you. It's too terrible of bondage, Brother Mike, to lie to yourself. It's too terrible of a bondage to walk around thinking I'm not good enough for God when that's a lie from the devil. It's too bad to walk through life saying I'm not good for anybody else when that's a lie from the devil. It's too bad to walk through your life saying I can't do this and that for God when that is a lie. That is bondage that you're in. Get out of that bondage and do something for Christ, whatever it might be. Not only with Christ, but good night. Can we seek the truth amongst ourselves? Can we seek the truth amongst ourselves, the people that we know, the people that we love? It's amazing how quickly we rush to judgment and how quickly we run on facts that we don't even really have. I can't even fathom walking through this world without knowing the Lord is my Savior. I can't fathom walking through this world today not knowing that I have friends that are Christians. I can't fathom walking through this world without knowing that I have people that I can count on. I don't know how people make it today. Glory to God, understand this. Please look around at the people in this room right now. Please look around and understand that there's one thing that ties every person in this room together. One thing. And that's the love of Christ. One thing ties us all together. And no, we're not all the same. And no, we're not all in the same spots as everyone else. But understand this. One thing does remain, preacher. And the truth is that we should all care about each other and love each other and live in truth with each other. Yeah. Glory to God. Dr. Hiles always used to say, everybody's having a hard time. So be good to everybody. Amen. I got to be honest with you. As a human, aren't we getting a little tired? Aren't we getting a little tired of selling the truth? There's freedom in truth. There's bondage in lies. I'm only getting a little tired. I've been here for 15 years. And I'll be the first to admit this. It's not hard to remember your lies. All you have to do is look at the trail of people you hurt. You need to mull that over in your heads a little bit. Because I'm going to be honest with you. We're the only people we've got, Brother Mike. We're it. Hey, Stevie, Sean, we're it. We're all we've got. It better be something and people that we're good to, because bless God, preacher, we're all we've got. In this day and age, don't go out to the world for your help, because they're not going to be there for you. In this day and age, your families are hardly there for you anymore. But glory to God, your church will be, and the people inside ought to be. And if they're not, you better get right with God. And quit lying to yourself, saying, I don't need these people to make it. Understand this. I can't make it through this life without every one of you sitting in this room. I can't make it. I need Bethel Baptist Church. We live in a day and age. That's the truth, man. That's the truth. You can say what you want to say. You can put it any way you want to put it. But understand this. At the end of the day, we've got to count on each other. At the end of the day. I'm not talking about hypocritical. I'm not talking about pharisaical. Brother Mike, they can have all that. I'm talking about a man getting up here who 15 years ago would never think about standing behind a pulpit giving a testimony. I'm talking about a man who has given his life over to the truth. I'm talking about a man who realizes there's freedom in that truth. And he's willing to share it with every one of you. And yes, his heart's as big as his body. But it's not as strong as his handshake, I'll tell you that right now. I should get a cast for that. But Brother Mike, if I had to ask you a question, I bet you I know the answer. Was it worth it? It's worth it, folks. It's worth it. The Bible says, buy the truth and sell it not. And Bethel Baptist Church, I would love to know that the people in this room under the sound of my voice have bought the truth and are not satisfied with the life of lies. Buy the truth and sell it not, because there's wonderful freedom in the truth. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you again for the opportunity that it was to stand behind this pulpit. Lord, please speak through me. And Lord, I just believe that wasn't popular. But Lord, I believe with all my heart that the best thing I can do for my life is to trust in you and try to live my best in truth. And when I got that truth, to never sell it. Lord, please help us all to seek you better. Help us all to look after you better. And help us all to live lives seeking to help people, seeking to love people, and seeking to buy that precious truth and to never sell it. I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Preacher.
Every head bowed, every eye closed. That's what's wrong with America. America's sold out. They've sold the truth. They're living lies. Christians are afraid to speak up anymore. They're afraid of telling people the truth. But truth is what sets us free and makes us free. If you're here today and you've never been saved, the real truth is you can't get to heaven without Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So the truth is if you really want to go to heaven when you die, and you don't want to go to hell, the real truth is you need Jesus as your Savior. The truth of the matter is, you must be born again. The truth of the matter is, it's not religion, it's not baptism, it's not being a good person. The truth of the matter is, you've got to open up your heart and ask Christ to come in your, save your soul. If you're here tonight and you've never asked Christ to save your soul, the truth of the matter is, you're unprepared to meet God. And the truth of the matter is, you need to do it right now, tonight. Heavenly Father, thank you for the message. What a great message. What a great challenge. And what a great, if I can play on it, what a great truth. So Father, I pray tonight Christians would face truth, and lost people would, if there's here tonight that don't know you, that they'll see truth in Jesus Christ. And they will be made free through the Son of God. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand.